And you're listening to Vermont Public Radio. I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Maybe you didn't know it, but today is crossover day here in Vermont. No, it doesn't have anything to do with springing your clocks forward this weekend. Crossover day is a deadline at the Vermont State House that determines what bills will carry forward for the next part of the session and which ones will have to wait until next year. To learn what's what, we're joined by VPR political reporter Peter Hirschfeld. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Alex.
Briefly help us understand how this crossover deadline works and why it's a good time to be checking in with you right now.
Lawmakers are sort of like us reporters in that they need deadlines in order to actually get anything done, and crossover is one of the key ones in the legislative session. Basically, crossover, in this case March 11th, is the date by which a policy bill has to be out of its committee of jurisdiction in order to continue along its legislative journey along the normal legislative pathway. Does missing crossover spell absolute doom for a piece of legislation? It does not. But if you're a lawmaker and you care about your bill, you definitely want to see it make this deadline.
So what big bills made the cut this week?
Let's start down in the Senate, where there's a real scramble in the Committee on Natural Resources and Energy to vote out a renewable energy siting bill that's been the focus of great scrutiny down there. It's a piece of legislation that looks to balance the desire to develop renewable energy in this state against the frustration that a lot of towns and municipal officials are feeling around not having enough influence they feel in whether or not those projects make sense for their community. The Senate has also advanced legislation that would make it a crime to threaten state social workers. This, of course, part of a bill that looks to improve security for DCF workers in the wake of that awful shooting in Barrie last year. And the Senate Committee on Health and Welfare today voted a bill out of committee that tries to get at the state's opiate abuse problem by more heavily regulating the number of narcotic pain pills a doctor can prescribe at any one time.
So that's the Senate side of things. Any significant legislation that advanced from the House?
House Judiciary Committee is feeling very good about passing a bill that tries to make it easier for people to get their licenses back. And it does that by reducing fines for old civil infractions. They say it's an equality issue, that we've got thousands of low-income people that have had their licenses revoked simply because they can't afford to pay old traffic tickets, and they think this is going to help that. House Speaker Shep Smith is touting a couple of economic development initiatives that passed out of the Commerce Committee. One would extend a first-time homebuyer assistance fund that has been very popular. And the other would create a $50,000 planning grant for a workforce housing pilot program to try to get some housing out there that's affordable for people who have decent jobs but maybe aren't making the kind of money you need in some parts of the state to be able to afford a home.
Perhaps more importantly, Peter, what did not survive the crossover day deadline?
One big one that's not making crossover is an ethics bill that's bottled up in the Senate Committee on Government Operations. It's a pretty wide-ranging piece of legislation that would require new financial disclosures from statewide office holders, create a code of ethics for government workers, and establish a commission to vet allegations of impropriety by state workers and legislators. It's not looking like it's going to make crossover. However, there are some key lawmakers who say they want to see this thing get done this session.
Peter, I think I heard you suggest at the top that crossover day is only kind of a deadline. Is there a way for bills to keep on living even if they don't make this deadline this afternoon?
Where there's a will in the legislature, there's almost always a way. And if a bill doesn't make crossover, that means it gets trapped up in this procedural net that automatically sends it to something called a rules committee. Now, that committee has absolute power over whether the bill is let loose and sent on its legislative way or if it's stuck there forever. If there are enough rules committee members that want to see a bill that didn't meet crossover move, or if there's enough pressure on those committee members to compel them to let it out, then missing crossover is not the end of the road.
Peter Hirschfeld covers politics for VPR out of our bureau in Montpelier. Peter, thank you.
Thanks, Al.